You do, and when I ask you to I hear you all sing. I put a crown on my door. I say I'm your king. I kidnap some. I blackmail others. I pray to black monsters to rob sisters and brothers. If it won't be a talking I hear on the street, I'll be the holiest man to ever do me. I preach the gospel.
Is from Portland, the Stood Ups. I used to play bass in that band, from their album Go For Broke, and that was Cold and Cruel. Yeah, that was some fun guys. Then we heard Billy Bragg with Wilco doing The Meanest Man, and I believe that is a Woody Guthrie tune. And we heard both versions, Nick Lowe's original version, The Cruel to Be Kind, and the version by Rockpile. Yes, we did. I like them both. Old Mean Ed Gein by the Fibonaccis. That's a dilly. And that set started off with Buddy Jones, Mean Old Lonesome Blues. Zombo, right directly in your brain. And today's show is the beginning of the American Trilogy, the five-part show about what this daggone country has just really morphed into. Or yeah, you could say that. And today is all songs about being mean and cruel. Somehow, we got the pretty damn mean. We like mean leaders. We like cruel people in charge. Not me. Not me. I like nice people in charge. You always work better. They always say the more flies with honey. You know, it's just like the boss. You ever have a boss you kind of liked? Just kind of liked, and you worked. Then again, you know, we're talking dumb job. But needless to say, it seemed like the meaner the boss I had, the less I do. You know, get to work. Oh, yeah, I'll get to work. And then I just take my time and I go off and take a nap in the broom closet. But if the boss is nice, you know what? I'm going to do. So that's how that's the carrot before the stick on me, man. You know? And I just think you get lots more from human beings when you're decent to them. You know, that's just, it's a crazy idea. I know it doesn't float, but I think that's what really smarts the most is when you think, hey, world, look at us. Look at us. We're a bunch of mean gun-toting morons. There you go. Now you're afraid of us? Yeah, you're afraid of us. Oh, is that what you wanted? You want us to be afraid? That stinks. Oh, well. And then it's like Sisyphus. This country's like Sisyphus, you know, kind of roll uphill. Hey, I think we're getting some close to being a decent. Oh, no. And the boulder rolls us over and they go, okay, Democrats, everybody, come on, get behind us. Let's try and roll this boulder up a hill. Let's try and get some justice. Let's try and get some security. Ever since Social Security came in. And a whole safety net that FDR did. And the only reason why FDR really was capable of doing that is because Hoover crashed things so bad. Hoover and Warren Hardon, both of those presidents, just, you know, lots of tariffs, lots of enemies, lots of, you know, tax cuts for the rich. It's funny because Herbert Hoover said, you know, oh, two chickens in every pot in the car in every garage, and dummies believed them. And then they ended up living in tents. And you know what? Guess what? Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate. That's what we got now. Since 1929, I think this is the first time they've had all three in full force, and they got the courts too. So it's a game where you just like it's like they're going down on that roller coaster, you know? Okay, here we go. Hold on. Try not to throw up. But you know, you got to keep muscling. You know, I'm not gonna let that ruin my party. I'm gonna try not to let it to ruin my party. That's right. You have your own party. Do what you want. Try and find your happiness. Yeah, how about that? Isn't that a crazy idea? Try and find something. But then again, sadly, what makes people happy is like, that football game made me feel really good. Our team won. You know, and do something else, man. Don't be a moron. Do something. Do something creative. Do something fun. Do something nice for yourself. There you go. Nice walks. Nice naps. Walks and naps are pretty awesome. They're very underrated. Walks and naps. Yeah. Walks and naps, man. Give me that. Back to the mean stuff. So next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend. Then I'm going to do the stupid show. Yeah, we got to be a damn done. And the sad thing is, illiterate, stupid country, woefully and willfully stupid. There's so many resources for so many of us to read, to learn, and we don't. There's a war on intelligence, you know? It's not cool to be smart. Fine, you bunch of dummies. Here's Mean Dream, La Luz, and they're coming to town pretty soon. So here's La Luz with Mean Dream, continuing the mean and cruel subject today of the show.
1,000 years he there remained. He neither complained nor did he groan, but was determined to start a hell of his own, where he could torment the souls of men without being chained in a prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made this land. The Lord said, yes, there's plenty on hand, but I left it down by the Rio Grande. The fact is, old boy, the stuff is so poor, I don't think you could use it as a hell anymore. But the devil went down to look at the truck and said if he took it as a gift, he was stuck. For after looking it over carefully and well, he said, this place is too dry for a hell. But in order to get it off his hand, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. So trade was closed and deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. And the devil said, now I've got all that's needed to make a good hell, and he succeeded. He began by putting thorns all over the trees. He mixed up the sand with millions of fleas. He scattered tarantulas along the road, put thorns on cactus and horns on toads, lengthened the horns of the Texas steer, put an addition to the rabbit's ear, put a little devil in the bronco's steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you with his buzzing wings. The sandburrs are there and so are the ants, and if you sit down, you'll need half soles on your pants. The wild boar roams on the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that he has for a hell. The heat in the summer is 110, too hot for the devil, too hot for men. The red pepper grows upon the banks of the brook. The Mexicans use it in all that they cook. Just dine with one of them, and you're bound to shout, I've hell on the inside as well as the out. My hands are calloused July to July. I use a Big Dipper to navigate by, fight off the wolves to drink from my well, so I have to be mean as hell. A sheep herder came and put up a fence. I saw him one day, but I ain't seen him since. But if you're needing mutton, we got mutton to sell. We're cow punchers and we're mean as hell. Neither me nor my pony's got a pedigree, but he takes me where I'm wanting to be. I'll ride him to death, and when he is fell, I'll get me another one, mean as hell. I shot me a calf and I cut off her head, cause the boys in the bunkhouse are wanting to be fed. They rise and shine with the 5:30 bell, and the best one of any of them is mean as hell.
Fremont, Fremont, mean old queen, meanest queen I've ever seen.
She was mean and she was lean, got her kicks at the guillotine. Had a castle on the hill, and it was haunted better still.
Haunted castle on the hill.
Bats and rats and black cats too lived there with this mean old shrew. She could make a witch's brew.
Bring on, bring on, mean old queen, meanest, cleanest queen I've seen.
And then one day a handsome prince came into her province. In his hand he firmly clasped a little slipper made of glass.
Little slipper made of glass.
On her throne the queen did sit. The prince shook a little bit. Said, I hope the thing don't fit.
Dream on, dream on.
As away he rode his stud, he saw some footprints in the mud. They were small and they were neat, so he traced these little feet.
So he traced these little feet.
Right up to the castle wall, heard the cats begin to squall, and his flesh began to crawl.
Dream on, dream on.
Took a shot of catechol and climbed right up that castle wall. As the prince broke through the tower, the mean old queen was taking a shower.
The mean old queen was taking a shower.
She was mean, but she was clean. Cleanest, meanest queen I've seen. Mean old, lean old, clean old queen.
Dream on, dream on, mean old queen. Cleanest, meanest queen I've seen.
Dum, 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 dum. In the dungeon, as love as pure as snow. She was covered up with grit, but the little old slipper fit.
But the little old slipper fit.
Her clothes were torn and soiled with mud, but she looked good on the big white stud. He took her away from all of that crud.
Dream on, dream on, Cinderella, you have found yourself a fella.
If you like, I will explain. The mean old queen went down the drain.
She was clean, but she was lean, and the mean old queen went down.
John. Shh. Paul. Shh. George. Shh. Ringo. Shh. Dylan. Shh. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. I am evil, wicked, and stingy. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. The Beatles talk about me in their movie. I once had a girlfriend named Sue. I took her out to the zoo. She told me she was pregnant, so I hit her in the stomach. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. I am evil, wicked, and stingy. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. The Beatles talk about me in their movie. movie. I once had a girlfriend named Tina. I took her out to the movies. She told me she didn't love me anymore, so I put popcorn all over her face. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. I am evil, wicked, and stingy. I'm the meanie. I'm the meanie. The Beatles talk about me in their movie. 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 Movie.
Banana Rama Nama Manama Nama Manama Na Dee 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 Dee. That's right. Banana Rama with Cruel Summer. And we heard the OCs. Nice tune there. Unusual and Cruel. We heard Mean as Hell from Johnny Cash. We also heard I'm the Meanie by Wild Man Fisher. And we heard Mean Dream started it all off. Oh, we heard Ballad of a Mean Old Queen, actually. The Johnny Cash ripoff by Ben Calder, who is actually Shabooli. So that was, he was kind of like a double shot of Johnny Cash. And the set started off with Mean Dream by La Luz. And got a couple requests from you guys, which is always nice. Some nice mean requests, because today's show is all about being mean and cruel. It's kind of interesting this is falling on Valentine's Day, but it is the beginning of the my American trilogy series of what America has become. First one is Mean, Cruel, Nasty. Next one is we're stupid. So we're mean, stupid, crazy, lazy, and selfish. So it's five shows. The American Trilogy, all about what this daggone country kind of devolved into. Dag nabbit. And then, but next weekend is Massive Music Weekend. So that'll be fun. I was kind of geared for Massive Music Weekend, but man, did this mean show really is very cathartic. Here's Mean Old World. Requested from Paul there is B.B. King.
One, two, three, four.
like a mean old man, that's what I am. If I look like a mean old man, pick you any way he can, break your heart and kiss your hand, that's what I am. If I look like a good old friend, that's what I am. If I look like a good old friend, that's what I am. Friend right to the end, that's what I am. And if I look like a voodoo doll, that's what I am. If I look like a voodoo doll, that's what I am. If I look like a voodoo doll, Jake is looking standing tall, they'd rather fight you back and crawl, that's what I am. That's what I am. If I look like an Uncle Bob, I'd like to slap you on your back and rap you while you can still do the job. That's what I am. If I look like a voodoo doll, that's what I am. If I look like a voodoo doll, that's what I am. If I look like a voodoo doll, take his lick and standing tall, they'd rather fight you back when crawl, that's what I am. That's what I am. Yeah.
pretty face. Mean mistreater, if you need me, I'm needing you.
Dare. Johnny Clegg. It's Vaca with Cool, Crazy, Beautiful World. Request by Mark going out to his gal of 42 years of Valentine's. Congratulations, you too. We had some other requests in there as well. We had the requests for, let's see, we had B.B. King. B.B. King doing Mean Old World. We had Grand Funk Railroad, Mean Mistreater. Yeah, there you go. One of the worst lines ever in rock and roll history, though. Egg at my doorstep. What a dumb line. What a dumb line that was from Mean Mistreater, Grand Funk Railroad. Mark Farner, one of the four people of the apocalypse. No, never mind. That's Nick Simper. I get Nick Simper and Mark Farner. I get them confused all the time. But yeah, Grand Funk Railroad. And I had that on cassette. I had that old thing on cassette, man. And then we heard Mean Old Man, Jerry Lee Lewis. Man, Jerry Lee Lewis, man, is a mean dude. It's so funny. Uncle Johnny was really mean. He looked like Jerry Lee Lewis. Looked like Jerry Lewis and just meanness. It must have been that the jaw structure and that slick back hair. But man, that son of a bitch was mean. I mean, like, what? It's strange when you actually think, like, because, like, a lot of people, that's what the show's all about, mean, cruel, what this country really has evolved into. Because a lot of people think, oh, if the guy at the top is mean and cruel, then everything's going to be okay, which is not the way. So me, Uncle Johnny, he had three kittens. But it's interesting how different people react to cruelty. For example, Uncle Johnny had three kids. You know, and he was just a horrible dude. Uncle Johnny's just a whore. I mean, and this guy stunk too. He was one of these like guys from Europe, you know, that just didn't really believe in like really taking a lot of hygiene. You know, so he's stinky old, stinky mean guy. Not a lot going for him. Not a lot going for this son of a bitch. So needless to say, he had three kids. So this is how cruelty affects different people. He had three kids, okay? One kid ended up being institutionalized for the rest of his life. They were giving him like LSD therapy, shock therapy, and again, boom. The other kid ends up being this like incredibly brilliant chemist. And he ends up having this whole chemistry. He had his own like chemical company or whatever, but it's brutal. And the other one was just like this musician that could pick up any instrument and play it. So it's just fascinating. Because they always say, you know, if you're going to have a kid and you want him to be a carbon copy of you, it's not going to happen. They said there are 400 different personality markers that are pretty much random. Isn't that crazy? So there's 400 markers that are random with the personality of you growing up. That's fascinating. And makes you almost debate and think about free will. And this was great. Chris Hutchinson had this great line. They asked him if free will was, if people do really have free will. And this is the greatest answer ever. He goes, you have free will. You have no choice. You have no choice. You got free will. That is awesome. Awesome to actually think that. And, you know, the whole freedom of choice, it is freedom to choose from what you are given. You know, it's a nice illusion. But, you know, you're given this and that. You can't have the other. Especially if they keep that away from you, like health insurance. People don't think, oh, we can't have universal health care. That's impossible. We've never had that. But you go to every other country and they have it. It's like once they take it, once you have it, they can't take it away. Like we got some semblance of some health care. It's kind of like, you ever see like you go to the store and you can either buy like the Top Crest, you know, that I think that's like the knockoff brand, you know, it's like the knockoff brand of health insurance or universal health care. Like they got like, you know, they got Crest toothpaste. That's be like, and then our version of that is like Top Crest, you know, it's like what they sell at the dollar store. That's the equivalent of what we have for healthcare. But I'm just saying. And the nice thing is now, hey, no more cancer research. How about them apples? Ain't that hilarious? That's right. They defunded cancer research. That is a scream, dude, man. And they're taking food away. from starving African people so they can get tax cuts for the rich, you know? And a friend of mine actually says, well, it's kind of nice we're not supporting that we have starving people here. Yeah, you don't understand. We're taking that money that was going to the starving people over there, and we're not feeding the starving people here. We're giving them. How much money do you freaking need? How much do you need? How much money do you need, you fat, filthy, disgusting trillionaires? How much do you need? How much? You need it all, don't you? You're a sick human being. Yep, so many people praise billionaires and trillionaires. They are the sickest human beings out there. Why? Couple things. It's unbridled greed. It's never enough. Number two, it's just like there's only so many resources in the world. Say, and I use this analogy every now and then. There's a monkey, and the monkey grabs, or a squirrel. Squirrel's better. I like squirrels better. It makes more sense. There's a squirrel that's got, you get enough nuts and acorns to survive. But if you see a squirrel and he's got trees after tree after tree, just full with acorns he's never going to eat, and he like employed all these other squirrels to guard them so none of the other squirrels that are starving can have any of it. Do you think that squirrel belongs on the cover of Forbes magazine? No, he deserves the guillotine, my friend. Yeah, good old-fashioned French justice. Hey, you be with that. Yeah, that's just, and a lot of the money, and the love of money is the root of all evil. And it'd be really amazing. One day wake up and money is no longer a thing. Money is the greatest story that's ever been told. You realize that none of this would happen without, you know, believing in money. And it's believing this piece of paper is worth $100. It's fascinating when you think that whole belief system. And you actually think about people like and their belief system. I'll get back in the music in a minute. This is something I thought was kind of neat. Some people said, well, you know, now that eggs are like $6 or $18 a dozen, I think some of these people are going to be sad that they're going to be sorry that they voted for that guy. No, they're not. Well, maybe when they take their health insurance away, maybe they'll be sorry that they vote. No, here's how this works. The human brain has been like constructed. You construct your human brain. You take certain things and you build your belief system. Look at it this way. And I believe there's an invisible man in the sky. Okay? And there's a lot of people that believe invisible man in the sky. So there's a guy I used to work with, and he went to church all the time. And he was like, of course he was racist too, but that's beside the point. Went to church all the time, was like one of these like guys that tithed his money, you know, super religious dude, okay? His wife dies when he is, you know, he's still, his wife dies, and then it's like, oh, no. And is he devastated? Yes. But it says, well, why would a God that you like so worship all the time, why would he do something like that to you? Why would he do something so devastating to you? And they always have this line. Well, the Lord works in mysterious ways. He needed her in heaven more than I needed her down here. Yeah. You make up another lie to sugarcoat the other lie that you already believed in, because you don't want to say you were a sucker. You don't say, wow, I believed in this invisible man in the sky, and then this rotten thing happens? Why did that happen? Then you don't question your belief system. You figure out a way around the rat maze to figure out logically how you can kind of make sense of this. Why did that kid die of cancer? Well, the Lord needed more kids in heaven. He works in mysterious ways. That's how these people justify all the horrible things that can happen to them. It's never their fault for believing in something stupid. It's their way of insulating themselves to keep that, anything to keep that belief alive. Nobody wants to think they were ever a fool or ever a sucker. It's only more difficult to change when it's more difficult to stay the same. But still a lot of people keep taking that punching bag and keep taking those punches because they don't want to have any analytical thinking. And what I say is, that's your problem, dummy. All right, back to the Cruel Show here. High on Cruel, Nico Case, The American Trilogy, Part 1, cruel, mean, and evil us.
I'll shine like the sun, I'm on fire.
It drives me out of my mind. If there was somewhere I could find.